written by my favorite performer.
Picture yourself in a boat on the river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Followed her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Yeah.
I am doll parts, bed skin, doll heart. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, but I do too. I want to be the girl with the most cake. He only loves those things because he loves to see them break. We'll be right back.
Good morning, you're listening to Clutch Radio with Karina and Mofe, and we have a little announcement for you.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edigman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also just call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So today we're just going to chat a tiny bit about the end of the semester, a little bit of an in retrospect episode.
Yeah.
So, Mofe, what are your thoughts? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, you know. Just getting my work in for final season. Finally here.
Wait, what did you just say? Final year. Wait, what did you say?
I said final season.
Oh, the last word. You're like, final year.
Okay, what are your, like, if you're looking back at the semester, do you have any, like, big takeaways about how you felt about things or something you'd like to do differently next semester? Or maybe something that was great or something that was not as great?
I'll do something that's, like, great and something that's not as great. So, something great, I'm really, like, happy with and proud of myself for, like, how I did, like, socially. Like, I think I really made an effort to, like, talk to a lot of people and continue meeting people. And even though I have, like, made, like, solid friends, like, you know, I still, like, haven't stopped, like, meeting new people. And I think it's always important, like, not to close yourself off. And I think I've done that pretty effectively. So I'm really happy about how that went.
That's good.
Something I'm not as happy with would be, like, I don't know. I think I need to work on, like, my time management, especially just, it's more about being in two schools. Like, it's very hard to figure out, like, oh, like, what's, like, a schedule? Like, what am I able to do, what I'm not able to do? Like, I wanted to do, like, a lot of clubs and stuff, but it's kind of hard with being both in, like, NEC and Tufts and traveling all the time. But I do want to, like, make it a priority that I do more club stuff next semester and still keep meeting people. So, yeah, that'd be fun. I'm really excited. And I don't know, something, like, it's really crazy to be here because I remember, like, at the beginning of this year, like, I had no idea where I was going because I got in regular decision. So, like, I don't know, like, I didn't know anything about what I was going to be doing. Like, no part of me could have imagined, like, where I am right now. So that's just kind of crazy to me, like, thinking, like, wow, like, so much has changed for me in the past year.
I know. Yeah, it feels like you're just, especially, like, going home for Thanksgiving, it's, like, two distinguished lives, like, two different lives, and they're, like, both, like, really intense, but just, like, completely different.
Like a double agent.
Yeah, like a double agent. We should start wearing more black and, like... be more mysterious. Sunglasses. Start hiding behind trees and stuff like that.
That'd be actually, I would crack up if I saw somebody wearing all black and hiding behind a tree.
Me too, I think, and kind of like poking their head out once in a while. They just took this whole, like, going off to college, coming home, like, difficulty too very, seriously. Very seriously.
Or like with a, like, a nice, like, black briefcase
too. Ooh, yeah, briefcase would be good.
We should sunglasses. Start carrying briefcases around. I think that's like new drip.
Be ready. I mean, actually, no, it is drip, but like, I can't, my hand would get too sweaty and then it would just slip out.
Maybe they secretly have like a bar like that goes to their shoulder that it actually holds on their shoulders.
Oh, okay. So it's like a, there's some full body rigging with this?
No,
okay.
It's, every, not everything is visible.
Bionic briefcase.
That's what it means to be a spy.
That's what it means to be a spy.
Finals.
Well, I think those are some good reflections and some good goals for next semester. Hopefully everyone comes back in January with a renewed sense of purpose.
I thought you were just gonna say hopefully everybody comes back in January.
Hopefully everyone comes back alive.
Yeah.
This is funny, kind of random, but interjection. Not interjection. My math teacher in high school, like, we had to go in towards when COVID was like really picking up to, like, pick up textbooks and books for the rest of the year. And my friend went into this math teacher's room, and he just goes, the only thing he says to her is, see you next year. Maybe. Probably not. It's
like, so... Oh, goodness.
Cryptic. It's just like, oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
I would cry if I was that math teacher. No offense to your friend.
You would cry if you were the math teacher?
Yeah. It's so scary. Like, I feel like it's such a stressful time.
No, the math teacher said that. Not the student, dude. The math teacher was just like, we're all going to die type of thing.
That's even funny. It's not funny to die. Dying is not funny. PSA.
PSA. Oh, my God. We did two PSAs today. Look at us go. Last, the other week, we...
Okay, Karina, so what about your semesterly... reflections.
I don't know. I think that I
am just like starting to reflect more on the semester as a whole, mainly because I think that mostly the semester has been like pretty overwhelming just because it's all been new.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of hard to like reflect on myself and like my habits and routine and like the, not the choices I'm making, because I think I'm making like relatively good choices. It's just, I mean, good choices. It's more so like what type of like life do I want to live here particularly. And I think in some ways with reflection, I'm like, there are things I want to do differently. Likewise, I'd like to like join more clubs and stuff, but I think that hopefully there's gonna be another club fair like at the start of the next semester. I think my roommate was saying that. Yeah. And I just want to get, I don't know, I feel like a little bit dull in some ways, like outside of class. Like there's some things I like to do, but really I haven't been doing a whole bunch of stuff, which I didn't really anticipate, but I think that that's okay in some ways. Like, and I'm trying to find a balance of, like, being happy with my routine, but also, like, trying to do more, because I either, like, beat myself up or, like, don't care. It's, like, never in between. So, yeah, next semester, I want to join more things, and I think part of it for me is, like, I don't know, I'm still kind of figuring out what it is that I like to do the most. So, I think a lot of people have it figured out already, but I'm still in a process of figuring that out. So, but, yeah. Otherwise, this semester stands out as, I don't know, just interesting. It's so different. I still feel like I still need to reflect on, like, what about it sticks out, because all of it sticks out in my head compared to, like, life before.
Life before college was...
Okay. Yeah. No, but I'm excited for a little break to come back. I'm going to be sad to leave, Loki.
I am.
Aren't you? Like, I'm going to miss my friends here.
I was even sad to leave for Thanksgiving.
I know.
At home, like, I don't have, like, a lot of people that I go to see. And so I was, like, I didn't get bored. I wasn't home long enough to get bored. But, like, I'm anticipating, like, when I go home this time, I'm going to be like, oh.
Fair. You can always FaceTime in to the shenanigans. Yeah.
Little group Zoom call.
What'd you say? Oh, weird.
Little group Zoom call. I remember during, like, quarantine, like, me and my friends would, like, call each other on Zoom, like, play games.
Yeah, I would do that, too. We played some Webkinz. Some Webkinz business.
Yeah, we did a little bit of Minecraft, you know.
Also, it is the first snowfall in Medford today. Yes. I mean, last night.
Absolutely delicious.
Absolutely delicious. A little bit magical outside. The sun is casting shadows against the pearly... Oh. There's a little ambulance. Hey. Pearly, snowy ground. So that's great to see.
I love this snowy ground.
I'm about to not like it, but right now...
Oh, yes.
It looks pretty nice.
Karina, tell me about your snow boots.
Okay. I don't have much to say because I don't have snow boots, Mofay. No. Yeah, you heard that right. From Minnesota, I didn't bring snow boots. I just have my Doc Martens that I usually wear as, like, I mean, I wouldn't, if I was trudging through the snow, I wouldn't wear them. But the reality, most of the walking around here will just be like, these will be fine. Pebbles. However, I do want a pair of snow boots so that I can trudge through the snow.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring those back for after winter break so we can do snow activities and snow pants, might I add. I will also be bringing snow pants back.
Oh, it's actually very interesting. I feel like a lot of people view snow pants as a thing that, like, you don't need as an adult.
Oh, no. You do.
It's like, no. We all need
pants. It's that armor. We all need armor.
Yes.
None of us are strong enough against the snow. Mm-hmm. I also kind of want a pair of moon boots like Hala.
Me too.
Just because I think they're so cute. So, if you're listening, search up moon boots and, like, join us in this...
New wave. I know, my connection is a little low.
Oh, Mofe, do you want to read out the last songs that we played?
Yeah, that's what I was about to do, actually. Fancy that. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Don't worry, we can just listen to this. Here, let me see if it works on...
Oh, it's okay, I think it's going to work for the next few songs. We should be able to fix it by then. Anyways, the last few songs that we just played... First was All Apologies, the live version by Nirvana. This is from their MTV Unplugged in New York performance. If you like, I don't know, if you like watching live performances ever, that's, like, one of my favorite, like, that whole MTV Unplugged episode with Nirvana from 1993, I believe. Just, like, amazing. My favorite, like, one to watch is Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And I've just been talking about that with a lot of people recently, so please watch that. MTV Unplugged New York, Nirvana, 1993. Anyways, the rest of the music, okay. Cut Your Hair by Pavement, Seether by the band Veruca Salt, Doll Parts by Hole, My Sister by the Juliana Hatfield 3, Cannonball by the Breeders, Koi Boy by Blue Everson, Snow in the Garden by Alexandre Desplat.
Ooh.
Horn by Nick Drake, Xenopédie by Number 3 by Eric Satie and Philippe Entremont, and then Frozen by 800 Cherries, and right now we're playing the classic Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy.
So holiday.
In the Latvian Philharmonic.
Lovely.
I can tell you the next few songs we're going to play too.
Okay.
A little sneak peek. So 100% by Sonic Youth. La Frota by Frankie Reyes. The First Taste by Fiona Apple. If You're Feeling Sinister by Bella Sebastian. could you hear my eyebrow raise?
If You're Feeling Sinister. She gave me that look, guys.
Oh, they don't know about the look. Oh, there's a look that you can make. When
they don't give a... No, keep on going.
There's a look that you can make and where... You close your eyes, you smile a little bit, but with your mouth closed, and you raise your eyebrows.
And you kind of turn your head to one side.
Right, I think. A little, like,
It's like, I know something. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. You gotta see it live one time.
You gotta see it.
You had to be there.
You had to be there. Just say everything you say.
Crimson and Clover, single version by Tommy James and the Shondells, and Timothy by Tennis.
Yay! Okay, guys, enjoy this music.
Yes, and... Have a wonderful break, because this is our last show together. Though I will be on air next week, because I'm still going to be around. But
the Karina that you're listening to currently, you'll never hear her again.
Never.
JK, hopefully we get the same time next semester.
Yes, and if not, we'll have a different time.
Yeah.
Maybe one even a little later in the day.
She did the face again. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
It's hard to believe you. slime. Gone to my head, goodbye, I am dead. Waste wood rockers, it's time to cry. Hey! Daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste. Let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start.
The first. world to its death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest, she fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces picked up for deliberation by the people listening in awe. By the people watching on the telly. By the people listening at home. By the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Crimson and clover. Like nature cannot help